Depending on how you do your goal planning and making and all that good fun stuff, a lot of people are doing that, like reflecting on 2023 about now in December and making new plans for 2024. Maybe that's something you'd love to do, but you're too busy, your life's too crazy, and I get it. And today, what I want to do in the podcast is maybe just get those ideas going with you of like, and I'm just sharing maybe seven things that I'm doing to be healthier in 2024. As a person who has focused on health and mindful health for like my whole life, but pretty much, as soon as I started having kids about 25 years ago, I really, really have learned that these are the things that have helped me raise children in a healthy way and things that have helped me be healthy. And they're very, very small things that you can do. They're nothing crazy and huge. But I think you'll enjoy them and they might get your ideas going for what you could do to take care of yourself and your family better in 2024. Let's go. Hello, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Mindful Muslima Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Mindful Muslima, coming to you every week on topics that will help our sisters not just grow, but thrive. Advice and, you know, next steps and how-tos on things related to finding a spouse, keeping intimacy and connection with a spouse, all types of things on life balance, health, career. We honestly talk about it all because it's something that I'm passionate about. Many of you know I am an educator of 25 plus years licensed and also a community leader who has either worked deeply with many Muslim organizations or helped run them on the boards of them for decades. And then, alhamdulillah, what we're going to be talking about today are some of the things. I'm just going to share some personal things that I've been doing to kind of keep my family healthy. Now, 2024 is coming, and I'm telling you, it doesn't matter how long you've been trying to do things in your life, you always learn new things. And I'm the person who's just constantly reading and learning. And I'm sharing with you today about seven things that I'm doing to get myself healthy for 2024 that are low budget and easy to do. They're things that, you know, they're not crazy and they don't take a lot of effort, but they have huge impact. So who wouldn't love some of that, right? Doing less, but getting more. So that's what we're going to be talking about today in the podcast. And as I talk about it, I want to say we talk a lot about, you know, self-care. You see self-care all over social media, but sometimes it's the small, tiny tweaks. It's not the big moves, ladies. And you're going to hear about that today. And if you're a person who wants to do this for yourself or for your entire family, I suggest you save this episode because I'm going to be throwing out a lot of terms and names and things that I do. So if you did want to go back and check them out, so that might be something you might want to save only because there's like many things I'm going to throw out there and you want to reference them. All right. Before we get started, just want to let you two big announcements. One, we are having our Muslima professionals on December 15th. If you're a person who wants to learn about career and, you know, just doing your passion, either you feel lost and you're just like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm doing with my life, but I feel like I'm doing what everybody else wants. I want to do what I feel excited about. You could be in college for something you don't really maybe feel like you're sure you want to do. Or maybe you just like want to start working online for yourself. You guys see me on Instagram. I'm a digital nomad in the sense that I'm all over the place. I'm on the beaches of Thailand, you know, doing work, or I'm in the coffee shop down the street. Either way, I'm not confined by cubicles or office buildings or anything like that. But I was a person who once was, so I totally understand both perspectives. And if you want that kind of like freedom, or maybe you want to start your own business or company or something like that, December 16th is totally free. Definitely check us out. I'll make sure there's a link below. Number two, if you are a Thrive Muslima member or you are not, this is for you. So all the women inside of Thrive Muslima, our global sisterhood, get Muslima coaching. Coaching is expensive, ladies. I don't know if you guys know about that. There's a million Muslima coaches popping up everywhere online. They're on Instagram. Oh, I coach women. I coach women. You will invest hundreds of dollars. Guess how much our program is? It's free. You're not going to find another one free. Promise you, because there are none. We've checked. So ours is 100% free. What happens inside of coaching? Coaching is you meet with sisters for about 7 weeks. They help you work with like a very small group with, your morning routines, your evening routines, you know, issues of self-esteem that you're working on, basically everything that's affecting your daily routine and schedule, lack of motivation, procrastination. If that, I mean, think about it, in 2024, aren't we all trying to have a better year? So if that's something you're into, the next cycle is starting in January. And we've had tons of sisters tell us that they have realized so much about themselves because they sat with somebody else who helped them go through their thoughts because they couldn't do it alone. So if that sounds great and that's something you want to do, I'll put the link below for that as well. I'm going to put the link if you are a non-Thrive member, because obviously this program is 100% free for women who are Thrive Muslimah. So if you're not, I'll put that below. If you are in Thrive Muslimah, shout out to you. Good to see you, sis. Probably saw you this morning on Telegram. So alhamdulillah, you're in our lives, you're in our groups, and you're in our deep sisterhood. So those sisters, you can just actually, if you're on Telegram, you can message Fatima. Shout out to Fatima. Fatima takes care of our ladies. And if not, you can go to our email at mindfulness@mindful-muslimah.com and someone will help you out and hook you up with the mentorship team. All right, that's it. So let's dive right into the episode. Today I'm doing 7 things. Oh, by the way, all those links are below in the show notes. If you have any questions or you don't know how to find show notes, I know that's the thing for some women, you could always message me on Instagram. At Mindful Muslimah. Okay. All right. So let's talk about the things that we're going to be doing. So let's do the 7 things that I'm doing to be healthier in 2024 that are low budget, low effort, and high impact. Ready? Number one, I know this sounds crazy, but this is actually going to improve your cooking, but it's for health. There's just so much. I don't know if you guys have the time to research. There is so much research around the fact that the cooking vessels that you use really do impact cancer and cancer rates. And also, going to be honest, this shift that I'm going to tell you about is going to make your food taste a lot better either way. We have moved to cast iron. We mostly use cast iron in our cooking. There are things that are not cast iron that you'll see me use. But if you just get, I have a cast iron pot. It has been with me legit for 26 years. That is crazy. The brands I buy, well, the brand that lasts me that long is called Lodge, L-O-D-G-E. You could probably buy them on Amazon, almost positive. Back in the day, when before they had Amazon, when I bought that, I bought it like a local camping store. So you can buy these things at camping stores. You can buy them online. They have so many beautiful colors. Oh my gosh, beautiful, beautiful colors. Some of them come with like special lining. And so when I say cast iron, and that might sound crazy and you know, scary for people, that's just really the old school way that everybody cooked back in the day before we got into all these fancy pans. And honestly, the fancy pans are coated with nonstick stuff that actually is really dangerous for you and me. And if you scrape it off, like as you're cooking, even though I don't use metal to cook, because you could scrape that off into your food, it's toxic. I do use like, you know, silicone or something else to cook or something else that will be like wood that will not scrape anything off. And I'm trying to be really careful. Over the years, you're just going to see nicks in your pan. As soon as you see nicks and things and cuts and just like little like knifey marks on your pan, that stuff went into your food and that means it went into your body and that's super unhealthy. So FYI, cast iron does an amazing sear on meat, whoo, on vegetables, on everything. You're going to get a beautiful sear and they make them nonstick. So you can get the best of both worlds. Also, if you put rice in them, like you're cooking like a nice big pot of kebsa or rice or afghani rice, something beautiful, and then you put them after you've been on the stovetop for a little bit into the oven, oh my gosh, it elevates your rice. Why are cast iron so amazing? Because they're almost like a mini oven. You ever seen people on YouTube, maybe they're baking sourdough bread? They take it and they put it inside a cast iron. Cast iron is legit like a mini oven. So it just the way it circulates the heat inside for soups, stews, rice, game changer. So it's so crazy. People ask me like, oh my gosh, how did you make this like this when they eat my house? And it's the huge difference if I make it in cast iron or I just make it in like a regular Teflon pot. So we have moved probably like 80% over to cast iron. We keep a couple pans here and there for something we might have to do, but we're probably going to switch those over too. And just so you know, if you find that daunting to switch over all your cooking materials, what you can do is just do them pot by pot, one by one, over time. And that's what I honestly did. So you don't have to go like make a huge purchase. You could just do that. But that's something that you can get pots from anywhere from like $25 to, you know, $85. It just matters on the brand or the size or the whatever. But my point is, if you can slowly switch over, I think, you know, this time of year they're having deals. I know in Black Friday they probably just had deals. So just FYI, it's something that's really, really helped me out in terms of elevating how my cooking tastes on top of being safer for my family. All right, number two is teaching my kids to be healthy by doing it alongside of them. So I'm the kind of person that I always know how important it is to have your kids cook with you in the kitchen. But I'm also the person that's like, oh my gosh, cooking in my kitchen, you're going to destroy it. And that's just another thing for me to clean. So for all the moms out there that do have kids, I do feel you there. So I kept procrastinating about like making my kids cook with me. So I have two sets of kids. My older kids back in the day when they were young, we used to do a lot of baking and cooking together. They would be my sous chefs in the kitchen. I don't know. We had so much fun together. But you know, every group of kids that you make are different. So my first two were girls. My next one's boy, girl. But like as time goes on, like every child's different. You have to treat them differently. And my kids right now, currently they're 8 and 12, the smaller ones. I have obviously a bunch of older ones. But what I've been doing is to try to get them to be with me, but not overwhelm myself. I have only one or two just days where I just allow them to make their own breakfast. And again, my daughter's 8, my son is 8. This is something that's like a dream come true for them. I'm obviously standing there. We have a very specific time they do it. They do them simultaneously. One's on the burner on the right, one's on the burner on the left. And at the end of the day, as I'm doing it, I'm almost like coaching their health choices. I see one of them like dump a bunch of oil in, right? Another one's like putting no oil, literally. I'm just like, hey, there's this happy medium of drizzling oil. Let me show you how, or this or that. And you know, we obviously take all the safety precautions and all that good stuff. But we've also looked at like planning, what do you want to eat tomorrow morning? Okay, like what is that going to be balanced? Like, so it's not like a health lesson where I'm sitting there in a textbook and I'm teaching them. And it's not something where I'm just telling them. They're actually doing it with their hands. And just so you know, if you want to learn anything, doing it with your hands is going to solidify that in your head because you've actually done it. It's different for me to sit here and talk to you guys about how to do a planner versus you opening a planner and writing in that planner alongside me, or like the way I do inside of Thrive Muslima. Like this year in 2023, the end of it, in 2024, I do a lot of like opening up and doing stuff with women, showing them side by side, opening them up my journal and watching them watch me journal. That's why I do this. Beyond the podcast, we have that whole sisterhood where I do all that stuff. It's the same thing I do with my own kids. So yeah, that's been a game changer, where I've allowed them just one or two days a week with you, and do it on the weekdays or the weekend for you, where I just allow them to look forward to that day. They're like, it's Wednesday or it's Saturday. They run down like it's my breakfast cooking day. And it's actually some mommy moments too. All right. So if you feel brave, you could do that. Number three, reading labels deeper. So this year I've taken it really seriously to cut out certain oils from my diet. And I'm just going to tell you that when I say diet, I mean lifestyle. But like there's some things that have made huge differences in me. And I'm going to tell you a bonus one at the end that I did that completely like reset my gut and made me feel amazing. And my son actually had a stomach problem at one point, and it really just completely got rid of it within 2 to 3 days. It was amazing. It's like my new secret weapon. So I'm going to tell you about it at the end if you stay. But I'm just letting you know, like that is, and it could be something like new and like strange to people. So I threw it at the end just like as a bonus. But yeah, reading labels deeper. So I realized that I was buying a lot of things that were vegetarian and vegan and, you know, supposedly healthy, but they were all having these oils in them. So I want you to open up labels from now on at the supermarket and just look at the beginning of them. If they start with all types of oils, canola oils, soybean oils, all kinds of oils like that, vegetable oils, and other oils, it's just really bad that they're, first of all, in the beginning of the label. Anything that's at the beginning listed is always more in quantity, number one. Number two, it's really bad to have those. And if you go start reading packages, you're going to find them in everything. And why are those oils bad? There's a million reasons. The major oils that I use to cook with are only olive oil and avocado oil. and coconut oil. Coconut oil I use sparingly because it does have a tinge of a coconut taste. The other two don't. With olive oil, there's certain levels of heat that you can't put it. Like if I want to cook something like almost like frying, I use avocado oil. I don't use vegetable oils, canola oils, or anything like that anymore. There's a lot of bad things they do for your body, and I have literally seen the difference. So those are the new things that I'm doing, is that the oils are changing. And when I read the labels, I read them for those oils and I completely stay away from them. So those are the oils I use instead. Number four, the dairy. This has been a huge game changer. I didn't realize how like fake the dairy is that we generally drink in America or eat in America until I've tasted good quality dairy. As a person who considers himself healthy, but really just never went out there and bought like farm grade products. Like, how many of us like drive down to the farm when we're going grocery shopping? Like nobody, right? But there's one thing that I've done now. It's a huge change that I do not compromise anymore, and it's on my dairy. I don't just buy organic dairy. I don't just buy grass-fed dairy or anything like that, because most of those are watered down and they're not, and they've boiled all of the nutrients out of them. They've boiled it all out. FDA has a whole bunch of stuff. I'm not going to get controversial of like what is healthy or not healthy in terms of that. But I'm just going to tell you what I use, and then you could go to the store and you'll see the difference in just the taste. The milk alone, first of all, the milk that I buy has a tinge of yellow color. And you're like, yellow? Ew, milk is supposed to be pure white. No, it's not actually. And when you learn that, it's like, ooh, it's kind of crazy. Because milk, the milk that I buy has like a cream on top. It's like, it's basically untouched by the process of cleaning out all the nutrients. By the time we typically get the milk that we get, it's completely cleaned out of the nutrients. So I buy milk that is they have like homogenized and non-homogenized. They have They have ones that are I'm going to actually go in my kitchen and read it for you guys right now. How about that? Because the dairy that I buy right now, you can hear my door creak, is grade A, absolutely grade A. And that's a huge one. If you're buying sour cream, make sure it's grade A. If you're buying, yogurt, grade A. So this one, I'm reading it right off of it. It's Family A2 Dairy Farm. I got this from Whole Foods. It is 100% grass-fed, certified organic. It has a cream top, which is amazing. And it has low temperature pasteurization. It has non-homogenized. I was correct. And it has no additives. It's grade A and it has that U on it, certified organic whole milk. That's why I said to save this episode, because this is delicious. When you drink milk like this, you just feel like you've never drank real milk in your life. This particular company, Farmstead A2, if you go to Whole Foods, it doesn't matter. As long as you, and I don't buy things in Whole Foods because Whole Foods is too expensive, but I do buy my dairy from there if I cannot get it from a farm. And it is so delicious. And why is this an important move you should make? Because the probiotics. That's another one. Oh yeah. Everything with your gut health and the problems you're having and how sluggish you are and the energy, a lot of it has to do with the gut health that you have. So that has been a gut health changer, is I buy everything with really healthy, all the probiotics still in it. I don't have to buy special Activia yogurts because these are all inside. So that's really, really important that you stick to those types of things. Another one I've done for the probiotic thing, this is like gut health. Like the gut is everything. Just so you guys, if you're less familiar, without getting too sciencey, the health of your entire body is determined in your gut. Like I'm not saying that there's not other organs that are really important, but this one drives a lot of your overall health and your energy levels. And if you're the person who's struggling with all those things and feeling sluggish and having digestive issues and all that, like you don't have to have digestive issues to like care about your gut health. I'm just going to say it's like the beginning and the end of everything. Your immune system, the health of your immune system, whether you get sick or not, is in your gut. We rarely get sick in my house. So we're really big on gut health. And so I'm just giving you a couple things. Another thing that I'm doing for 2024 for my health is I'm making my own kombucha. That's something my daughter got me into. And alhamdulillah, it's actually really easy and it's really delicious. If you guys ever have loved kombucha or gone outside and bought that type of stuff, you might be like, ew, I hate it. It's vinegary. Yeah, it shouldn't be. When you make your own kombucha, it doesn't taste like that. It's actually really delicious. It's actually much sweeter, but like a natural sweetness. When I buy kombuchas outside, as great as they are, they do have like a vinegary, like, like it's really hard to put down. And when you make your own, it doesn't have that. Now, it does require you buying a SCOBY. You can go look up what that is. You can easily buy a SCOBY on Amazon. There's a woman on YouTube. Her name is Mary's Nest. That's what it's called. I think she might sell her own SCOBY or tell you where to get them from. She's a very reliable source. She also teaches you how to make all these things that I make now too. She's just one person on YouTube that's really great. I have no affiliation with her. She teaches you how to make your own kefir, your own yogurt, these things that are really expensive to buy outside. I do not buy them. I just make them on my own. So I make my own kombucha, I make my own kefir and things. And there are things that actually don't require effort. I'm just gonna be honest. Kefir, you just get the grains, or kefir, depending on how you pronounce it, wherever you are. You just take the grains and you throw them in this beautiful milk that I just told you all about. You just leave it on the counter 24 hours and that's it. You have, it's really, if you want to do a second ferment, you could do it. Like that's a gut health thing. People are buying that in supermarkets. It's really expensive. I don't do that. I make my own. You can also make your own yogurt by taking, it's just like, I'm not going to go through all the process. She'll tell you, if you go to Mary's Nest on there, she'll tell you, but buying SCOBYs, making my own kombucha, it's fun. I make all types of flavors. Right now, I think I have a sorrel flavor going on. I have a ginger flavor going on. I have a strawberry one going on. Like you make your own. It's really, really fun.
Another thing that I've done that I've changed is I've really just started doing more gardening on my own in my backyard. You guys have probably seen on Instagram, I've been posting for months. I started in the spring throughout the summer and alhamdulillah. Honestly, you could just, if you're not a gardening person, I feel you. I was not at all, but I realized that getting organic is really expensive, and there's simple things you could do, even in very small pots, or if you actually have space, whether if you're in an apartment, you're in a house. And so, I did. You could do something very simple and very forgiving, like tomato, zucchini, mint. They grow like wildfire, for beautiful mint tea or like whatever. You could do for cilantro, parsley. There's some things that are just very easy to grow. And then there's harder things to grow that I've been growing, like kale or cabbage or, other things that are a bit more finicky, or you have other issues. But like I have grown so much. I even grew strawberries this summer. My kids pick them in the morning and eat them themselves. And it's so cheap, because when you buy organic, it's expensive. But then when you have the organic seed and you get so many, it's just so amazing. Plus it's been my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to kind of see the process of something coming from a seed all the way to a complicated plant. It's just awe-inspiring. It's amazing. And I've come to appreciate my food that much more watching it grow. And alhamdulillah, yeah, it's beautiful. But you don't have to do a whole bunch of gardening is my point. You could just do a couple things that you're going to use a lot of. And you could do a couple pots of that in the back. And yeah, it's a beautiful thing to teach your kids as well. But yeah, it's a new thing we've been doing for sure.
All right, another thing that's really been a game changer for me is my workouts. I've been really like up and down all year with my workouts, as things have been really, really busy. And so I wasn't tracking them. And it's something I haven't done in years, back since I was in college. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to start tracking, because I usually just do it. And when I tracked, I started to learn some patterns and things about myself that I realized were just like, oh, that's why I was having so much trouble. And so I just want to say, we're really big on tracking Mindful Muslim with everything. And with your goals and your routines and stuff like that. But then when you think about something that you've been struggling with for a while, if you're not tracking it, my suggestion is track it. And what we do is we bought little books, $7 to $9 books. My husband's tracking himself, my son and I. We're also modeling for my kids without actually sitting down and teaching them how you track your own health and progress and how you care for your body. So everything that I'm doing with the intention of caring for my body, all the things that I've mentioned to you so far. I could easily eat anything, ladies. I could easily just grab some Cheetos, a tub of ice cream, and just have at it, right? But we're talking about being mindful, talking about being, women that take care of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. Does it mean I never eat anything unhealthy ever? No, of course. But I consider them more treats, not like, even though they're not treats, they're actually toxic. But you know what I'm trying to say? Like once in a while you want to have an Oreo or something. But they're just things that are not everyday part of my life, and I don't buy them and bring them into my house, because if I do, I will eat them. So instead, I'm making these choices.
All right, I promise you guys a bonus one. So the bonus one that I'm going to let you guys know is this. We have been doing something called GAPS in my house. It's an acronym, GAPS. We wanted to do some gut resets. Like I said, your whole immune system kind of starts from the gut. And it is, honestly, in 2 to 3 days, completely helped my son. We had actually a problem where at one point he was having so much really bad stomach pains and upsetness that we put him through the ER. We put him everywhere. And this is not medical advice, so please do not take this as medical advice. But I'm just telling you that sometimes as a mother, you have to take your child's health into your own hands because you go to doctors and they don't help you sometimes. It just happens. So we had gone to the ER. We've done every test under the sun. They said, look, your son has no problems. But he sent me home with my son. My son is still in pain. Went to another doctor. Same thing. Nobody could help my son. It was really frustrating as a mother. And I know we've seen mothers all over the world suffering. So when you see your own child suffering in any way and they're crying profusely and they're in pain, you just want to make it better. And so I said, I'm just going to look into this myself. Turns out my son had a leaky gut. And if you don't know what a leaky gut is, it's when certain things are absorbed in a certain way that they shouldn't be in your intestines. So the solution for that is basically cleaning out your gut and like making sure everything's healthy. So that's what we did. We used GAPS within 2 to 3 days. It totally worked. And it's actually a lifetime thing. It's not like a one-off thing, but it also helps for ADHD and it helps for kids with autism and it helps for every intestinal problem and things like that. So I just want to say, like, if you're a person who has tried a bunch of stuff and you're at odds with like nothing's working or no one's giving me help like I was, that was really, really helpful. We did GAPS, G-A-P-S. It's actually something, it's a way you can eat. We're actually transitioning to something else now, which is actually really healthy. I'm not going to go into it right now, but I didn't want to throw that out there as a little bonus. If you're having problems of any kind, that really helped my son within 2 to 3 days. He was totally normal, free of pain. And I was like, my gosh, if I didn't have that mother's intuition, that might have never happened. So yeah, just wanted to throw that out there for all the women. And yeah, those are some healthy things I'm doing in 2024 and I've like keeping in 2024 that I've kind of discovered or made switches on in 2023. It's kind of like my little list here from the Teflon to the cast iron, you know, just cooking with the kids in the morning, like I said, getting them involved in a hands-on way, labels, deeper reading with the oils and the soy and all types of things that are in there. The dairy brands I shared with you, don't forget to save this episode so you get all the names. My organic garden outside, just doing little things, tracking with the gym workouts and how much that has helped. And all of us are doing that together as a family. And then lastly, the GAPS as a bonus. If you just want to know and you're having some serious intestinal issues or kids with on the spectrum with autism or ADHD, it's proven to drastically change that if you do it long periods of time. So that might be something you want to look into. Definitely check with your doctor anything I've mentioned. And yeah, that's just mine for this year. Don't forget, December 16th, you could sign up for the Career Muslimah Professionals and also mentorship registration for the free coaching I talked about. Yes, completely free. You will not find that anywhere. Only for Thrive members. I will give you the link below. All right, thanks, ladies. Have an amazing weekend. Assalamu alaikum.